sexual images. A huge shocker, I know. In fact, his visual nature, combined with testosterone and other brain chemicals that affect memory, sexual bonding, and emotions, makes a guy far more likely to perceive certain sights as sexual in nature in the first place. This same wiring also means that his initial reaction to those images is far more likely to be an instantaneous sort of arousal, a gut-level, pleasurable, automatic reaction. In fact, most women have never experienced that same sort of involuntary, gut-level, instinctive physical reaction of pleasure to visual and sexual images that many men experience daily. And since most of us have never experienced it, we have no idea that men do. That seemingly small gap in our understanding, it turns out, has huge consequences and is one of the main gaps we are trying to bridge with this book. The unseen process. So here's what happens in the actual brain of the average man or boy when he sees an image that he perceives as sexual. It all starts in an area deep in the back of the brain and involves the brain's mechanism for automatically processing all sorts of pleasurable signals. When you eat a great dessert, for example, you don't think about enjoying its taste, it just happens. In response to that trigger, eating that dessert, several areas of the brain light up and then send signals that cause you a millisecond later to recognize the flavor as sweet. Well, something similar happens when, for example, a man sees a woman who is dressed so as to show off her good figure. A center in the brain called the nucleus accumbens lights up, and a whole chain of events happens within a few seconds. In order to understand this, let's go back to the food example and examine how everyone, male or female, reacts to a different type of stimulus. The nucleus accumbens is also the part of the brain that lights up when you haven't eaten all day and are famished, and then walk into a dinner party and spot a tantalizing buffet. The moment you see the wide array of yummy-looking dishes, you have an instantaneous physical reaction. You're hungry, you may salivate, and boy, you want to consume that food. In that first millisecond, you aren't politely thinking, "Oh, how very pleasing that food looks." Nope, it's an instinctive, "I want that," with at first zero thought involved. And just as important, in that first millisecond, you can't not have that automatic reaction. It just happens. That is your nucleus accumbens lighting up. What comes next, though, is just as important. Immediately after that happens in the back of your brain, your cortical or thinking centers kick in at the front of your brain. This is where your thought process, your will, and decision-making occur.